Heart of the Rockies Radio with Dan Arvin, joined by Dr. Waddell. Dr. Waddell, thank you for joining us this morning. Give me your title once again.
Good morning, Dan. I'm Dr. Lisa Waddell, and I'm the Senior Vice President for Maternal and Child Health and NICU Innovation and the Deputy Medical Officer with the March of Dimes.
Fantastic. We are here talking about the flu epidemic, and here in Colorado, it has run rampant, but that's pretty much been the case all across the nation, right?
Dan, you are correct. The flu is widespread all across the country. We are seeing large number of cases, large numbers of hospitalizations, and unfortunately, we are seeing children who are dying. So it's an important reminder to everyone that the flu can be mild, but it can also be very, very serious, therefore it's important that everyone does everything that they can to protect themselves against the flu. And one of those most important things that they can do is to take the flu vaccine.
To take that flu vaccine each, and really early in the fall before the flu season really gets cranked up, but it's never too late, is that right?
You're absolutely correct. It is never too late to get the flu vaccine. It's best to get it early. It does take time to build up that immunity in your system, but it is not too late to get that vaccine now. We are still in the peak of flu season, and so if someone has not received their vaccine, it is important to still go ahead and get that vaccine. It's particularly important, Dan, for pregnant women and women who are considering to become pregnant to get the vaccine because they are protecting themselves, and it also helps to protect their newborns for those first few months of life before that newborn can get their own vaccine.
And, of course, just the mundane daily activities are very important, like washing your hands. What else can you do?
Prevention is the key, and so you're absolutely correct. It's important to stay away from others that are sick. Wash your hands with soap and water frequently to be sure to cover your mouth in terms of coughing and sneezing. And then, of course, if you're sick, to stay home and stay away from work is also very, very important.
You know, you would think that people would jump at that piece of advice you just gave us there, stay home. But there are people, no, I've got to go to work. Oh, this is it. I have an important paper to do, so on and so forth. But stay home if you're sick.
It's important to stay home if they're sick. It's also important to remember that as adults, we may expose children, and children are particularly vulnerable. So kids are in child care centers, so it's important for child care providers, grandparents, friends, all persons who may come in contact with pregnant women or babies to get a flu shot, because that helps to provide that protective ring around the pregnant woman and the newborn. And so, and then there are persons that are, you know, vulnerable in terms of chronic health conditions, the elderly, those with diabetes, heart disease, lung disease, asthma, you know, et cetera. Those persons are particularly vulnerable as well. And so we encourage everyone 6 months and older to get their flu vaccine. It's the best protection against the flu.
The flu season is in full swing here in our area, and some words of wisdom from Dr. Lisa Waddell. Doctor, thank you for joining us. Any other words you'd like to leave us with?
If you are looking for a place to get your vaccine, you can go to vaccinefinder.org. And it's also an important reminder that if you are starting to feel sick, if you're having a fever, if you're having the muscle aches, seek out your healthcare provider early, particularly if you're having any trouble breathing. It's important to see that provider early so they can determine if you need medicines, antivirals, or what the best course of action is for you to prevent you from having, hopefully, a serious complication from the flu.
Dr. Lisa Waddell, thank you for joining us on Heart of the Rockies Radio.
Thank you so much.